Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so Kelly Eco of The Athletic does a really good job covering the Rockets, and he's got a piece that went up yesterday that's kind of just sort of a state of the union of the Rockets' offseason, where they're at with, you know, signing their own free agents. Obviously, the Rockets are going to be involved in any – they're going to get brought up in any trade talks by outsiders. You know, they're going to be on every odds board for Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant and anybody else. They've got a lot of assets to deal, and they've got – They've got a championship window that they're on the entry phase of right now. So Kevin Durant, I would say, Seth, probably the most polarizing of the star players when it comes to fans. The texts that we get, or the tweets, or the interaction that we get when we mention Kevin Durant is all over the place. You know, there's people who would love to have his ability to put the ball in the basket, especially late in games. There's other people just don't want anything to do with Kevin Durant. A lot of it has to do with what you have to give up to maybe get something like that. And that's why this nugget from Kelly, I like this. And I, you know, I'm all about a price. I'm a price tag guy when it comes to Durant. I'm not a don't want that guy, don't care what the price is. Kelly says this. This is not to say that the Rockets and Suns are not in communication. Oh, this is a lead off of them saying that the Rockets seem to be out on Devin Booker. So they're out on Devin Booker. And Kelly says this. This is not to say the Rockets and Suns are not in communication. On the contrary, Phoenix is aggressive in pursuit of A, trading Durant, and B, regaining full control of their draft capital, starting with the number 10 pick in next month's draft. The Rockets own a lot of the Phoenix draft capital for the next several years. Since the conclusion of the season, this is the good part, Houston has fielded several calls from Phoenix, who have since gradually lowered their asking price for Durant. Sources said there's a price where the Rockets would be interested, but with a fear of breaking up their roster for a 36-year-old coming off injury, doubt remains over a deal materializing.
Yeah, and what's Brado's name there from the covers?
Is it Jason Brad. Brado? No, it's his first name's Brad.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, so
yep.
We call what's his last name?
I don't know if he wants his last name.
He doesn't
name
have it
there.
On his Twitter profile.
Yeah, no,
okay,
I've,
so he just calls himself Brad, so it's Brad, and he does the EAUX just for fun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Brad, Brado on X, he has a kind of bunch of counter arguments to things people commonly say about Kevin Durant, and one of the common arguments is like that. Why would the Rockets trade their entire young core for him? Yes, I agree. Why would you trade your young core? This is the important thing, as you pointed out, Sean. The Suns are the ones that don't have any leverage. Including that they're under the second apron tax penalty and just missed the play-in, and they have no first round picks until the 2030s.
Yeah,
they don't have any first round picks until the next decade. So the Rockets, who have a boatload of draft capital, like they have some ability to do this potentially without having to give up their young core.
Yeah,
the other one is, you know, that just simply Durant is old, which is true. I don't know where I am on this one, because Brad says it's his 12th straight year averaging 25 points. That's the most in NBA on a 60% efficiency or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the most in NBA history. Like, but the fact does remain that he is 37 years old. I guess that's where I at some point, he's not going to be that productive until he's 45. And 37, it's hard to find guys that are stay in their prime much beyond the age of 37. You find it more frequently than you used to, but that's my biggest reservation. But if you're not giving up any of your young current core and you're just giving up draft picks, I don't worry about it as much.
Yeah, it's interesting. There are obviously young core members that I am more willing to deal than others.
Yeah.
I am open to a Kevin Durant trade that involves Jalen Green. I am open to. I'm not as far on the Jalen Green train as some are, and the organization is all the way in on Jalen Green, it feels like. I don't think the organization would do a deal involving Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. And I'm not saying I want to do a deal with Jalen Green and three other guys from the young core. Jalen Green, Jabari, Tari, the 10th pick in the draft, and two more pick swaps. I don't want to do that. I like what Kelly is saying here because it feels like you're getting to a stage here with a deal for Kevin Durant where it's starting to get into the price range where I've got the appetite for it. Now, the other thing that needs to be pointed out, not to get too contract nerdy, but the salaries need to match up within a certain percent.
Uh-huh.
So you're probably having to give up maybe Dylan Brooks and a couple of the young guys just to make the salaries match. If Jalen Green's not going to be involved or Fred VanVleet's not going to be involved, that's another thing Kelly says in here is that Fred VanVleet coming back is all but a certainty that he's going to be back. So you're going to have to send some stuff out just to match Durant's massive salary that he has.
With Jalen Green, I think that at least where I've settled in is that, yes, he obviously has a lot of value as a basketball player,
sure.
Obviously. And if you read too much or accurately into whatever you want to call it, maybe if you're reading too much perhaps into his playoff performance, at least where he is right now is that, yes, he's a very good basketball player, but when teams really focus their attention on him, he's not the great one that can rise above it. Yeah. But I feel like you can miss me with the whole he's only 23 argument. Because he's been in the NBA for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's not like some level of physical maturity you're hoping for or something. It wasn't like when Doogie Howser killed a patient, somebody would walk in and be like, don't worry. He's only 17.
Right.
That's the thing. It's going to take him time.
He's
like,
doctor.
You're there. You've been a doctor for as long as you've been a doctor, Doogie Howser. These deaths are unacceptable. Okay?
Yeah. I didn't know we'd get a Doogie Howser comp today. I like that.
I almost called him Doogie Howard because I think I blended him with Dwight
with
Howard.
Dwight Howard.
In my mind, yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Text message coming in, hard pass on Durant. Text message, as soon as Durant got here, that's when his decline would begin. Jalen Green is progressing. I'd rather see where that goes and leads this next year than get Durant. Green for Giannis, maybe. I would rather everybody stay together. We just add through the draft. Here's the problem with adding through the draft. You just drafted Reed Sheppard with the 3rd overall pick, and he was an afterthought this year. You can only have so many of these guys. Like, that's
There's no like it's not like the D League isn't like the minor leagues or something where you can just stockpile these guys and just keep them for. The nice thing about the minor leagues is that those guys, you've got control of them forever.
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 Yeah.
Forever. You don't have control of these draft picks for all that long.
No.
And if there's no way for them to develop, it doesn't it really doesn't do a whole lot for you. If you feel good about the developmental upside of the young guys on your team,
yeah,
extra draft picks really don't do a whole lot for you because there's no playing time to be had.
Nope. And the draft happens before free agency, so you don't have a real good grasp on if you're looking for, hey, you know what? We're a really good team. We do have the 10th pick. We can't unload it to anybody. So let's find maybe a rookie that can fill a need for us for 15 or 20 minutes a night.
Yeah.
You haven't even gone shopping in free agency yet, so it's difficult. I'm at the point now with all these draft picks. I'm like, they ain't getting on the floor, man. Use them to go get something that can help you win a championship next year.
I'm just sitting there thinking of how jealous I am of the way baseball is. Because people look at the average salary of baseball players and everything and try to act like it's so much worse than football or what have you. Dude, the fact that you can get drafted in the first round and maybe not be a free agent for another decade, like that's so much control the team has. But as a fan, you know how nice it would be that if, like, you get a young guy that maybe isn't ready to go or something, and you just don't even start the clock on his free agency for 3 or 4
There's
years.
There's no service time glitches in the NBA. Like, you draft a guy.
Like Blake Fisher, you know, like, maybe he should have waited a year. He's kind of developmental. That's all right. We'll send him down to Corpus for 3 years.
Corpus
and
football.
And then we'll start the clock on his free agency.
The NFL? That would be almost cruel in the NFL. Because the punishment you're taking in the minor leagues in the NFL is going to hurt just as much as the punishment you're taking in the NFL. One thing to play a bunch of baseball games.
ACL's waiting for my service time to begin.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour, I saw what you guys played yesterday, Seth, for the Pettycast. There is one, if you'll indulge me, there's one of these takes I have not heard yet. That I've been very anxious to hear. Yeah.
It's got a Boston bent to it.
Yeah, it does. And I think I would feel very petty over what I'm about to hear. So I do want to revisit one of these, and we'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.